3:49 on WTMJ. Civil rights icon Reverend Jesse Jackson is in the hospital right now in Chicago. He continues to battle a rare neurodegenerative brain disorder. It's known as progressive supranuclear palsy. The 84-year-old founder of the Rainbow Push Coalition was first diagnosed several years ago, initially in 2017, with Parkinson's disease. But that wasn't it. He was just diagnosed in April of this year with progressive supranuclear palsy. Unlike Parkinson's, PSP is what it's shortly named, typically causes frequent falls, difficulty looking up or even down, and slurred speech. There's no cure, but there's medications and therapy that can help manage symptoms and maintain a quality of life. Jackson family says that they're in the hospital with him and they appreciate all the outpouring of prayers and support from across the country. The Reverend Jesse Jackson was a protege of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Jackson was actually there when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated April 4th, 1968 in Memphis. They were there to help black sanitation workers who were on strike. They marched with iconic signs that said, "I am a man." Jackson was standing just below the balcony of the Lorraine Motel when the fatal shot rang out. He said he even remembers more than 50 years later the thump that he heard after the shots rang out. Jackson later recalled rushing to Dr. King's side in those tragic final moments, trying to stop the bleeding. Here he is on ABC News.
I hear the thump against the door even now.
Asked him, I said, "Dr. King, do you hear me? Dr. King, do you hear me?" And he didn't say anything, and I tried to hold his head.
Now, Jackson revealed to me what he wished he had told Dr. King that night.
No matter what, we will not turn back. We will not surrender. Through it all, we will keep hope alive.
The event not only shook the nation, but also shaped Jackson's lifelong commitment to civil rights and social justice.
I never heard him describe that. I never realized he literally like held Dr. King.
I know, his head. A solemn moment in American history. So that's the gravity of what we're talking about, why everyone's talking about him being hospitalized. Jesse Jackson has visited Milwaukee countless times for civil rights protests. The Reverend, one visit really stands out for me. In 2014, he came to support the family of Dontre Hamilton. If you remember the story, he's a 31-year-old black man shot and killed by Milwaukee police officer Christopher Manny in Red Arrow Park. Reports show that Starbucks employees had called police about a man sleeping on the bench. The first officer found Hamilton doing nothing wrong. The call wasn't cleared, though, in the dispatch system, according to the Fire and Police Commission. When Officer Manny arrived, he patted Hamilton down against procedure, leading to a struggle where Hamilton was shot 14 times and killed. The case drew a national attention, and Reverend Jackson marched with the Hamilton family demanding justice. Here's part of my report on TMJ4 News a decade ago.
And good evening. Reverend Jackson ended the night here with prayers with the family. He called on everyone in the city of Milwaukee to use Dontre Hamilton's memory as an instrument for peace. Demonstrators ended their night in prayer at Holy Temple Firstborn Missionary Baptist Church, led by an hour-long rally from Reverend Jesse Jackson.
We're driven by Dontre spirit. They can't shoot that. They can't lock up his spirit.
Nate Hamilton, Dontre's brother, told me at the time, having Reverend Jesse Jackson visit Milwaukee gave his family so much energy to keep pushing on.
Sometimes you get tired, you know, and it's a hard fight, you know, looking for justice. Jesse Jackson is not always going to be available to come to Milwaukee. So we're going to continue to stand as a family, as a city.
The Milwaukee County District Attorney later ruled the shooting was justified, but Officer Manny was fired for not following proper procedure. 3 years after the deadly shooting in 2017, the city reached a $2.3 million settlement with Hamilton's family, bringing some closure, but leaving ongoing calls for police reform and accountability. By the way, Reverend Jackson said this about criticism when he came up to Milwaukee from Chicago.
Reverend Jackson also addressed the criticism at the pulpit that this is a fight that's not happening in Chicago.
Why are you up here? You should just have some leaders from Milwaukee that do all the talking. Long as the Green Bay Packers can get players from everywhere, we can get freedom fighters from everywhere.
I also covered Reverend Jackson when I worked behind the scenes in Chicago in the early 2000s. If you have not been to the Rainbow Push Coalition, it's
fantastic. It's a civil rights and social justice organization founded by Reverend Jackson. It advocates for racial equality, economic justice, political empowerment. Very, very well organized. And I remember one time when I interviewed Reverend Jackson in a hallway at the Rainbow Push Coalition, and no one moved. Everyone stood still. You could hear a pin drop until the interview was over. He's highly, highly respected, and now you see why, obviously. By the way, his son, Jesse Jackson Jr., is actually exploring a run right now, John, to regain his old congressional seat in Illinois. It'd be a big political comeback for his son, Jesse Jackson Jr., as he served more than 2 years in prison for misusing campaign funds, and he was released from federal prison in 2015. At this hour, Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr. is hospitalized, and he is 84 years old.
Good perspective. He's got a long history, including here in Wisconsin. 10 years ago was Dontre Hamilton. Can you believe that?
Oh, I know.
That's amazing.
You should have seen how little I looked 10 years ago.
All of us.
In my report.
Looked a little different. It is 356 at WTMJ.